So this is a portrait you painted, and you're going to be unveiling it Friday afternoon, I think.
Yes, yes. I just a few months ago, I painted a painting of Elizabeth Pradovich, just to kind of bring awareness of about Elizabeth Pradovich and her being born here in Petersburg, and just being just an awesome like role model for women and girls and indigenous folk as well.
Were you thinking about a mural project at that point, or just doing a portrait?
I was just, you know, I've been really immersed in my own Haida heritage and Tlingit heritage and Tsimshian and all of Southeast, and so really that was just been everything that I've been doing kind of focuses on that, and to know that Elizabeth Pradovich was born here in Petersburg, and they're having a gold coin made for her in 2020, and you know, there's like one gold coin of Sacagawea, and now there's going to be an Elizabeth Pradovich gold coin. So I just kind of merging, you know, paintings and murals. Long answered short question or whatever, like something like that. Like it just was like everything's connected. So for me, it was like painting, mural. What else can I do to help like raise up this awesome woman and show the world, like help show how amazing she was.
Yeah, so about the mural project, how did that get started, and what's happening with that?
Well, it's really exciting. How did that get started? I don't know. Milena Martin, she was talking to me about maybe a mural or something, and then I just, that's kind of, I always love murals and take lots of pictures of murals, and it was like, oh yeah, well, it's so easy, because the way I paint is really large format, so it just is just made sense. And then I just started kind of walking around town and asking people if they'd be interested in having me, you know, or having murals painted on their buildings. And pretty much everybody said yes, so it was really exciting. And I contacted the courthouse, and which is where the mural is going to go. And the fellow that owns the courthouse was just really sweet and kind, and just was like really a big advocate for, number one, painting that building, but to do something nice on there. So, and what a better place to put a painting or mural of Elizabeth Pradovich than on the Petersburg courthouse.
It's going to go on the side of that building facing the city hall there.
That big side of the wall. But it's so big that, I mean, there's just really, I mean, it could be a lot of things. And so on Saturday, we're actually going to have an open house at the library, so people could come and talk about what they'd like, because it's really a community project. You know, everybody's going to see that, and everybody needs to be part of the process, I think, you know. And so one of my ideas is that there's a lot of like square shapes on the building, and that people could buy a square, basically, because we're trying to come up with money to make it all happen, even though we have a location. But then the way the whole community could be involved in that way as well, and have like a little placard with their name on it or something like that.
Okay. Is Amy Hollingstad part of the picture too? Or?
Well, the painting can actually include a lot of people. I mean, right now, I mean, I know Amy Hollingstad was like real, she was huge, she was an amazing woman. So I'm going to see what I can do to incorporate as many people as I can, because really it's a historical site. So, you know, it'll be a great place for people to learn about Tlingit heritage in this area, and the Haidas too, and all over. But it's just a really great place where we can learn who we all are here in this community, but also all of southeastern Alaska as well.
Do you know how big it will be eventually?
Huge.
As big as you can make it on that side of that building?
Or? Yeah, no, it'll be a big mural. And I mean, it's going to be a community mural. So I mean, in a way that it's not going to just be just a painting of Elizabeth Pradovich on the side of the building. But as much input as people would like to give me, I'm really open to that. But and another thing is that there's like a ton of walls here. So here in Petersburg that can be painted, and the whole history and story of Petersburg could be painted on the walls of Petersburg. So although this is that first, I mean, there's other murals in town, it'll be very noticeable, obviously, but you know, at the end of the day, it's about bringing everybody together, which is really what my focus is. But educating people in history is really important, because if we don't remember history, you know, like where can we go forward? You know, it's super important to know our past and how we got to where we are today.